with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has vowed she will lead the country when the right time comes. Speaking at the Heritage Foundation, Machado says the acting president is part of a criminal regime and not the one to lead Venezuela into a democratic future.
Delcy Rodriguez, yes, she's a communist. She's the main ally and representation of the Russian regime, the Chinese, and the Iranians. But that's not the Venezuelan people, and that's not the armed forces as well. So I am profoundly, profoundly confident that we will have an orderly transition.
Her comments came a day after she gave President Trump her Nobel Peace Prize medal, calling it a recognition of his commitment to Venezuela's freedom. Tens of thousands of Cubans have gathered in Havana to protest the killing of 32 Cuban officers in Venezuela. The demonstration took place yesterday at the Jose Marti Anti-Imperialist Plaza across from the U.S. Embassy. The crowd demanded the release of former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who was arrested by the U.S. on January 3rd. Breaking with the United States, Canada has reached a tariff reduction deal with China. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During a visit to Beijing, Canadian Prime Minister Carney announced that his country has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars in return for lower tariffs on Canadian farm products. Both countries are pursuing improved relations with each other after their economies have been hit by U.S. tariffs imposed by President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Justice Department is investigating whether Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have impeded federal immigration enforcement through public statements they've made. They both issued statements calling it an intimidation tactic. This is SRN News. Religious people weigh in on sex change operations for kids.
The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring children from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex, 67%. But the numbers drop from there. Only 51% of white mainline Protestants favor bans on child sex change operations, as do 50% of white Catholics and 44% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
A growing number of people are switching religions or abandoning them altogether in this country. The Pew Research Center reports that 35% of Americans eventually leave the faith they were raised in, and the number one reason is that they no longer believe what the faith teaches. Almost half say that. Other reasons for quitting a religion include clergy scandals and bad experiences at church. The Pew study also reveals that over half who leave the religion were brought up in a do-not-adopt-another faith. This is SRN News. South Korea's former president, Yoon, is sentenced after the first of eight criminal trials.
A South Korean court has sentenced former President Yoon Suk-yeol to 5 years in prison on some charges related to his imposition of martial law in 2024. The verdicts, the first against Yoon in the eight criminal trials over the decree he issued and other allegations. The most significant criminal charge against him is that the martial law enforcement amounted to a rebellion, and the Independent Council has requested the death sentence in the case that's to be decided in a ruling next month. Yoon has maintained he didn't intend to place the country under military rule for an extended period, saying his decree was only meant to inform the people about the danger of a liberal-controlled parliament obstructing his agenda. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Stocks edged a bit lower yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow fell 0.2%. The Nasdaq composite fell 0.1%. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.